ABC Radio Australia.
It will be another new look Tongan team that lines up against Cook Islands for a World Cup qualifying match to be played in Pukekohe in the outskirts of Auckland tomorrow. After being crushed by the All Blacks and then outpointed by the Pacific rival Samoa, the Kalitahi has been involved in a frantic search to find new players to replace those injured or who had to leave camp. So, as Richard Ewart reports, could this be the Cook Islands' moment to cause a World Cup shock, or will even a weakened Tongan team be too strong for them?
Oh, nicely taken out of the air by McFarlane in the inside ball. It goes forward and they will finish in a flurry. It was a second half that was dominated by long periods of time for Tonga. But in the end, the Manu Samoa held on to win.
The moment when Manu Samoa could celebrate securing their place at the 2023 Rugby World Cup, and Tonga knew there was a long road ahead for them before they can join the party. The first task is to topple the noisy neighbours from Rarotonga, ranked 38 places below the Kalitahi on the world ladder. But the Tongan Rugby Union's chief executive, Peter Harding, is taking nothing for granted.
Any time anybody turns up to play a test match and represent their country, I think they're going to leave it all out there. So we'd be as confident as we could be, but we're not taking it easily by any stretch of the imagination. There's too much at stake.
The view from the opposition is that Tonga's morale has taken a beating over the last 3 weeks, and if the Tier 3 team is ever going to defeat their Tier 2 opponents, the newly appointed president of the Cook Islands Rugby Union, Ashley Wahongi-Willis, says now is the time.
Yeah, I certainly think that this is our best chance we've probably ever had of continuing our pathway to Rugby World Cup. And it is an opportunity for us to really paint the picture to everyone of our vision of Cook Islands Rugby Union, one that's a lot more organised, that has a lot more depth in terms of development moving forward, and really an opportunity and a platform for us to develop our players and our infrastructure and really get everyone excited about Cook Islands Rugby again.
For a variety of reasons like injury and unavailability, Tonga have had to find yet more players to front up against the Cooks, and there will be six new faces in their lineup. It's a situation which the chief executive of Pacific Rugby Players Welfare, Dan Leo, has described as incredibly sad and a damning indictment of the governance of the sport. But Peter Harding prefers to put a more positive spin on a difficult situation.
Well, we had a number of players that had given us the time that they could give us and had other commitments, which meant they had to go back. We did get three players in. They ended up dropping out because their agents told them they shouldn't play. We've actually ended up pulling another couple in. We can always find players, and we found some quality guys this week that we didn't even know existed, especially one second rower. So once again, we've been very lucky.
So where are you finding them? These guys are just popping up in New Zealand, are they?
Everywhere you go in the world, there's Tongan players. Last weekend, the Italian hooker, the New Zealand hooker, the Australian hooker were all Tongans. And if Scotland played, their hooker would have been a Tongan as well. It's the only Tupolotas. So there's Tongan players everywhere around the world. Boys are just very good rugby players, and they end up travelling around the world to play rugby and make a living for themselves and their families.
Recruiting hasn't been straightforward for Cook Islands either, but Ashley Wahongi-Willis says since the travel bubble opened up with New Zealand, their situation has become a little easier.
It's really, really helped us to create a really competitive team, one that I think is really going to make moves on that field on Saturday. It's been, to be honest, hard logistically in the short time that we've had, not knowing whether the bubble is going to open and then trying to create a contingency plan around it closing again. But certainly in the last 3 weeks since we had our game in Nelson against Tasman, things have started to really become a lot easier for us logistically.
The Cooks team is being coached by Nathan Robinson, a former player and veteran of another World Cup encounter against Fiji 7 years ago that was the subject of a documentary called One More Win. That match didn't end well, but this time Coach Robinson has a secret weapon on the staff in the form of former All Black Lima Sopoanga.
So we've got four Sopoanga boys in our team. Three are playing. Lima, he came in this week. Prior to his involvement, we also had Ash Parker, who's a Cook Islander, plays pro in Japan for the last 9 years. But having Lima come in this week and sharing his knowledge, not only on the field, but also off the field in terms of our team planning, has been definitely welcome.
Whichever team wins in Pukekohe, they will go on to play the Asian champions, likely to be Hong Kong, for a place in France in 2023. And Nathan Robinson is already planning ahead.
I wouldn't have put my hand up to be a part of this team if I didn't think the calibre of players and coaching staff was wasn't going to be the team to take us through the next stage. Got a couple of things up our sleeves, player-wise. Once we get through the said day, we'll know where we stand, and a few players outside the current circle will know where they stand too.
Unsurprisingly, Tonga, as the senior team, are planning for that next match too, which they hope to host in Nuku'alofa. And should that game be lost, there will be one more chance to qualify for the World Cup via a repechage, featuring teams from Europe, the Americas and Africa. Despite their struggles over recent weeks, Tonga will start as warm favourites to defeat Cook Islands, and if they make it to France, Peter Harding says it will be a very different-looking Akalitahi side that lines up for their opening pool match in 2 years' time.
We're working very hard to build depth, but also to put together both an aspirational depth chart, but also a realistic depth chart. And if you have a look at the team that played the USA to the team that played last weekend, there's only two players out of the 23 that are there. So a similar sort of thing is going to happen. Once good players become available, you have to pick them, and we'll pick the best team for the World Cup.
Meanwhile, Tonga have another big encounter lined up in the Northern Hemisphere, where they'll take on England at Twickenham in November. But once again, a Pacific Island nation won't see a cent from gate receipts. As CEO of the TRU, Peter Harding can understand the likely outcry ahead of that match, but he says Tonga is in no position to turn down such an opportunity, and there will be benefits.
We seek out these matches and we sign on the dotted line when they offer to us. You can't knock back matches against England or Scotland or Ireland because you get very few opportunities to play Tier 1 nations. With this particular game, we've negotiated with World Rugby assistance for rugby on Ireland, which will come in the form of education and also, once COVID opens up, in the form of coaches, physios, expertise coming to stay for a little while and help us out.
For now, Cook Islands can only dream of playing a Tier 1 nation, but Union President Ashley Wihongi-Willis says the shock result they're hoping for tomorrow would certainly get them closer to achieving that ambition.
I'm just really passionate about moving our union forward, and we can't keep doing things the same way all the time and expecting a different result. I'm really excited about presidency. My background is in business and strategic management, so it's really where I feel comfortable in rugby, although I do enjoy managing international teams as well. So I don't know that I would consider myself a pioneer, but certainly I'm looking to make moves, especially in the Oceania region.